Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. China's government today tried to reassure companies and its public about the economy's health, saying growth is stabilizing after a lengthy decline and should hit the official target of 7.5% for the year. The announcement by the chief spokesperson for the cabinet's statistics agency was part of official efforts to diffuse unease about the country's deepest slump since the 2008 global crisis. The International Monetary Fund and private sector analysts have cut this year's growth forecasts for China to a still healthy level of close to 8%. Still, the downturn has been deeper than forecast due to unexpectedly weak global demand for Chinese goods. Vietnam has purchased 3 cargoes of U.S. soy meal, totaling around 120,000 metric tons for shipment in October, November, and December from Omaha-based Farmers Cooperative Ag Processing Incorporated. The deal indicates that Vietnam, a traditional buyer of Indian and South American soy meal, is turning to the U.S. to meet increased demand. Vietnam's demand for animal feed is forecast to increase by 5% to a record 13.5 million tons this year. The Commerce Department today says that orders for long-lasting U.S. factory goods fell sharply last month as demand for commercial aircraft plummeted and businesses spent less on computers and electrical equipment. Orders for durable goods fell 7.3% in July, and that is the steepest drop in nearly a year.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Hot and dry weather is really the bottom line for most of the Midwest as we go forward through the next 7 to 10 days. There's not much opportunity for relief coming up, and crop stress is becoming more and more a problem across the region. Temperatures over the weekend were anywhere from about 8 to 15 degrees above normal in the western Corn Belt, and in particular the northwestern crop areas. That would include portions of the Dakotas and Minnesota and areas down into northwest Iowa and Nebraska. And the temperatures out there were in the 90s to around 100 degrees, and we're going to see that almost every day over this coming week. In fact, there'll be some expansion of that to the south, so that areas from the Dakotas all the way down into Kansas and portions of Oklahoma and maybe even the western sections of the Delta will see very warm temperatures and a lack of precipitation. Net drying will occur in all of these areas. Crop stresses will be most serious in those areas that have not seen any significant relief from dryness recently, which includes northern Missouri, a fair amount of Illinois, and portions of Iowa in particular. But we also have dryness in the eastern sections of South Dakota and southwestern Minnesota that's not likely to be relieved anytime real soon. And Indiana is now on the list because it's drying down more significantly than expected as well, and some of those areas really need a good drink of water. The entire Midwest is going to continue in the current weather mode for at least a week to 10 days, as I alluded to originally. And it does look like temperatures in the eastern Midwest will run primarily in the middle 80s into the lower 90s most often. But areas from Illinois westward and northward will likely see temperatures often in the 90s. We'll see some upper 80s every once in a while. And for temperatures out there from South Dakota down into Kansas and western Missouri, we could indeed see temperatures over the century mark in a number of locations over a number of different days. Low temperatures at night will be mostly in the 50s and 60s. There will be some potential for temperatures to stay in the lower 70s across some of the areas, but the air is getting quite dry, so the diurnal temperature range will probably be relatively significant as we go forward through this next week and a half. Most of the model data, it does not allow for significant cooling to occur through the next 10 days. Some of the model data is beginning to suggest that maybe a possible cooling trend will occur in the second half of next week. You know, we'll just have to kind of wait and see how that comes together. But right now, there's no threatening cold in North America over this next 10-day period, but it will be trending cooler in Canada as we get into next week. The potential for any kind of big general soaking of rain across the plains or the Midwest will stay very low until we do get an opportunity for a cold weather event to take place, and we don't see that happening for a while, obviously. In other news, down in the Gulf of Mexico over the weekend, we did see the evolution of Tropical Storm Fernand, but it moved into Veracruz, Mexico, and is not going to be a factor for U.S. weather as we move forward through the coming week. There are no other active tropical systems in the Atlantic, Gulf of Mexico, or Caribbean Sea, but there is a new tropical wave that moved off the Africa coast yesterday and will be closely monitored by the Hurricane Center for a potential development into a tropical cyclone maybe late this week. In the meantime, the southeastern U.S. will see scattered showers and some thunderstorms periodically, but we're not expecting torrential rains there, which is good news. Some locally heavy amounts will continue every once in a while, but a better environment for some net drying will take place. And that is pretty much it for today. Again, the bottom line is a stressful environment to expand across many of the U.S. crop areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 15,018, is up just over 8 points. The NASDAQ 3667 is up 9.5, and the S&P 500 is 1665. It is up 2.25 points. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. December hard red winter wheat is 712.25 up 15. Soft December wheat is 660 up 14. September corn, 509 up 13.5. December 491.5 up 21.5. September soybeans are 14.15¾. They're up 50.5. November 13.81 up 52.75. They've been as high today already as 13.94¾. September soybean meal 452.30 up 19.10. September soybean oil 44.15 up 1.51. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. Looks like a good week maybe to stay indoors.
A very good week to stay indoors. Unfortunately, the Farm Progress Show over in Decatur is also this week, and there will be probably some people that will have a little bit of stress from the heat, as is the soybeans.
Yeah, strong open here this morning and some follow-through here. We are seeing a little pullback here as we speak, Dave, about 15 cents off the high, but still up about 50 cents on the day. Obviously a hot and dry week forecasted this week. Rains last week were mostly confined in northern Illinois, northern Iowa, so most of the Corn Belt kind of missed out heading into this hot and dry week. I guess somewhat fortunate that we're here at the end of August. We're talking temperature highs in the mid to low 90s, and we're talking about those being the hottest temperatures of the summer so far. So somewhat fortunate that we've had a decent summer up to this point, but market anticipating some yield detriment through this week, Dave.
Do you expect this to be some new longs and some short covering in what we're seeing today?
I think that's right, and corn up 20 cents as well. You know, we did see a little bit of strength late last week on the anticipation of this weather and some follow-through with the forecast kind of confirming that again last night and to start the week. So we'll see how long this ridge wants to hang around. I think you have to be somewhat careful in these weather markets. You know, any anticipation of rain in one of these forecasts over the next few days probably causes some concern as far as on the long side a little bit, Dave. But for now, anyway, to start the week, hot and dry is kind of the theme, and that kind of sums up the market activity so far.
So how far can we stretch this rubber band of the November soybean, December corn spread?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that's something to pay attention to. Obviously, South America's paying attention to that pretty closely, Dave, because this just encourages the more active bean production in South America here as these beans continue to gain on corn. So at some point, we're going to have to run out of steam on that thing. But, you know, during the August time frame, hot and dry, I think some of those things kind of get thrown out the window because we need some rain to kind of finish off this bean crop here and hope for average yields at this point. So probably not a thing to think about here today, but at some point here down the line, that's going to be something traders are going to be more focused on.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a good day, Dave.
You too. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. December hard red winter wheat, 709, up 11 and 3 quarters. Soft December, 656 and a half, up 10 and a half, now 10 and a quarter. September corn, 505 and a half, up 10. December, 487 and a half, up 17 and a half. September soybeans, 14.12 and a half, up 47 and a quarter. November, 13.77 and a quarter, now 77 even, now a half, up 49, now up 50. September soybean meal, 450, 10, up 16.90. And September soybean oil, 44.14, up 150. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.